So it is possible that every kohen knows which day he's going to do the avodah, and 7 days before that he has to have a prisha. So maybe lechapa means in any kohen that does the kohen that brings kabonis. Now the Gemara donin dover shekvu loizman midover shekvu loizman. We're learning out now from the Shiva Shimei Meluyim. And on the eighth day, to do the Avodah, they had to be separated 7 days in advance. That was a special day. That was Rosh Chodesh Nisan, a special day, that the Hukam HaMishkan, and the first time they brought the Kabonis. So, a special day needs Prisha 7 days in advance. Lafuke Kabonis, to Chol Yoyim Esnayu. Lafuke, this mitzvah, you want to say every Kohen before he brings a Korban, he has to have Prisha, since the Inyan of Kabonis is Nagei every single day, it's not a special day, there's no mitzvah Prisha. Mashenk in Yom Kippur, that's good, that's a special day once a year. So for the special day, we'll learn out from the Yemei Meluyim that before they brought the carbon, they had to have Prisha 7 days. See Rashi. Rashi says, Hachi Gassinun, Amri Allah Malayni Boy Prisha Lakuli Mishmeres Beisav, but Allah Malay Bitzmiya, Enoch Yochul Leima Ben Prisha. You want to say, why can't you say Prisha? Hariyesh Leima Kol Beisav, Shal Mishmeres Hachalukin Limei Shabbos. There was a special account, every kohen, he was separated to different beis av, and each beis av had their day of the week that they could do the avodah. So that all those kohanim for that day had to be separated 7 days in advance. But there it is, dovah kfur loizman, yoyim ha-kippur, midovah kfur loizman hemluyim, shenema bayoyim ha-chodesh harishon, v'yechod la-chodesh tokim, v'hu hoye shmini limluyim. That was a special day, the Yom Shemini Shemluim Rosh Chodesh Nisan. That day, for that avoid of that day, you had to have Prisha 7 days in advance. So Adon Yom Kippur also needs Prisha 7 days in advance. Lafuki, your regular korban, you can't say that. There's no special day for a regular korban. For the Gemara of Yemer Regolim, maybe it means the korbanos you bring on Yom Tovim on a regal. That only comes a special day. It doesn't come so often. So maybe for the regolim, the kaparnas of the regolim, the kohanim have to have prisha 7 days in advance. Now the Gemara donin dover shenoy pamachas b'shana, midover hanoy pamachas b'shana. We'll learn out now from the meluyim something happened only once a year. Who adin yom kippur is also once a year. Lafuke regolim, lafuke the gimel regolim, the lav pamachas b'shana ninu. It's not once a year the gimel regolim. We have 3 yom tevim throughout the year. So we have a few Yom Tovim throughout the year. So you can't say all the Gimur Golem has to have this Mitzvah Prisha. That you can't say. Rashi, Hanoim Pamachas Bashona, Miluyim Pamachasu Devi Bashona. It was only once a year. It's misunderstood because the Miluyim was only once period. That's all it was. It was only the first time by the first Rosh Chodesh Nisan when they put up the Mishkan. So we say that was called the eighth day of the Miluyim. Bar Kopon was only once that year. Who didn't learn out something that happens once a year. La fuke yom tovim that comes 3 times a year. Good for the Gemara, but v'yayimu regal echod. Maybe true. It can't mean all three regolim, but maybe one yomtiv. Maybe for one yomtiv there'll be a mitzvah prisha before the kohen brings the kabbonis of that yomtiv. He has to have prisha 7 days. The chitame, maybe you tell me lo yadinan hayminayu. I'm not going to know which yomtiv to choose though. Good, you're telling me a svara. One of the gimel regolim need prisha, but which one should we choose? Ichag hamatzis. One svara takes Pesach. Whenever the Pesukim talk about the Yom Tovim, it always starts talking about Pesach first. So since that's the first Yom Tov, maybe that's the one you should eat. Oy Chag HaSukkis, or else maybe no, take Chag HaSukkis. Hoylom Ruba Mitzvoisa, because Sukkis has the most mitzvahs. It has Sukkah, Lulav, it has a lot of mitzvahs in the gate to Sukkis. So that's a svara, that's Chag should need Prisha. Rashi says, "I chag hamatzos klemer yesh techol leimer shal chag hamatzos nemer hoy lo posach boitchila bechol mokem." The Torah always starts off with chag haPesach. Oya chag haSukkis hoy lo meruba mitzvoisoi besukah velula ve'arovam v'nisach hamayim. You have a lot of different mitzvahs. So it's a svara. Pick out this one. So Siach Yitzchok says that the Gemara means to say is chag haSukkis. That's the Gemara's kasha. Because since this has a lot of mitzvahs, and this is dum yudishmini lemluyim. On the eighth day of the Meluyim also there were a lot of mitzvahs there, he says. Like it says, Not la sera atoris. Hey, this day took 10 crowns to it. So if what's Mistavra Sukkis should be learned out, this should be the yomtiv that should need Prisha. Duma de Meluyim. Which has the most mitzvahs. So Moran says, Elodonin, Prisha Shiva L'yayim Echad. We're learning out to be separated 7 days in advance for the avoid of one day. That's Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur was saying as avoid the one day Yom Kippur. So 7 days in advance, be purged, go away from your wife into the Beis Hamikdash for 7 days before this one day. Meprisha shivas liyom echad. Who are them by Yimei Meluyim? It was the 7 days before Rosh Chodesh Nisan that the Kohanim, the Kohen Gadol had to be separated, go into the Yom Moed, kedei to do the avoda on the Yom Shemini on the 8th day. So you separated 7 days to do the special avoda of 1 day. But the Yain done in Prisha, Shiva l'Shiva. But you can't learn out now Chag HaSukkis. You say there's a mitzvah to be separated 7 days in advance. For what? For 7 days of Sukkis. Well, if it's going on Sukkot, it should be really, yeah, alright. So, 7 days means Afukish Shemini Atzeres. Means the first 7 days for the first part of Sukkot. Meprisha Shiva Liyem Echad. You can't learn that out from Miluyim. Because in Miluyim, it was 7 days being separated to do the Avodah just on 1 day. Just for Yom HaShemini. So you can't learn out to be separated for 7 days from 1 day. For the Gemara V'Ema, Shemini Depricious. It maybe means Shemini Atzeres, maybe. Good, you don't know, maybe true. It doesn't mean the first 7 days. Maybe only for Shemini Atzeres. That's like the end of Chag HaSukkis. Maybe for that one Chag, you have to be purged 7 days in advance. The Prisha Shiva, L'Yom Echad. You're separating 7 days in advance to do the avoid of just 1 day, Shemini Atzeres. And the Gemara, have you done in Dover, Shein Kedusha Lefonov? Mi Dover, Shein Kedusha Lefonov. No, I'll tell you a reason not to learn out, it goes on Shemini Atzeres. Because we're learning out before Yom Kippur, which is Chol. The 7 days before Yom Kippur have no Kedusha. So learning out those 7 days of Chol, separate yourself in order to do the 1 day of Kedusha of Yom Kippur. You're learning it out from the Miluyim, the same thing. The 7 days before the Yom HaShemini was Chol, but not no Kedusha. So those 7 days be Purish in order to do the Yom HaShemini. But the Yom done, you can't learn out. Dova sheyesh Kedusha lefonot. You want to learn out for Shemini Atzeres, which has 7 days of Yonta before that, 7 days of Kedusha before that, Midova Shein Kedusha Lefonov. From the Miluyim, that there was no 7 days of Kedusha before the Yom HaShemini. So therefore, it's not Mestavot to learn out, it goes on Shemini Atzeres. For the Gemara, what kind of Kasher is that? Have a lot of Kal V'Chayma? This is a Kal V'Chayma. Who? Hash the Dova Shein Kedusha Lefonov. Boy Prisha, Madach by the Miluyim. That the 7 days before the Yom HaShemini, the 7 days before Rosh Chodesh Nisan, was Tam Chol. There was a mitzvah prisha to be separated. So Dova Sheish Ba Kedush Lefonav, for Shemini Atzeres, that has Kedusha 7 days before that, that you have the Yom Tif, like Paket, it's more Kedusha, it's more the Svara to say you should have to have prisha be separated those 7 days. So what kind of Svara is it to say that since you have 7 days of Kedusha, you can't learn it out from? We're talking about being perished now, taking yourself away, and put yourself into the Beis HaMikdash. So it's the biggest Svara now, that these 7 days of Kedusha, you should be in the Beis HaMikdash. There should be a Mitzvah Prisha here. So there are a few truths. The Omer Rav Misharshia, Loi Hazeh Ksiv. He doesn't the Torah say the word Hazeh, which means Kizeh, like this. It has to be Doimah to the Miluim. That it's only 1 day. Like Rashi says, Hazek Siv, Kasher Osa B'Yom Hazeh, which means Kizeh, Loihutzrach Prisha Elalu Dugmosai. There has to be Doimah the Miluim, that it's only 7 days of Chol for 1 day of Kodesh. Here also, you have to be Purush, the 7 days before has to be Chol, and can't be talking about Shemini Atzeres, because the 7 days before that is Kodesh. So that's good to learn out to Yom Kippur, that the 7 days before Yom Kippur is Chol, so those 7 days need Prisha before you do the Avodah of Yom Kippur. But you can't learn out by Yom for Shemini Atzeres, because the 7 days before that is Kodesh. So you can't learn out Zeh Mizeh. But the Posuk says Kizeh. It has to be exactly the way it was by the Miluyim. That's what we're learning out from. Lafuke Shemini Atzeres has 7 days of Kedusha before that. You can't learn out that those 7 days can't be the Mitzvah's Prisha. Rav Ashi Yomar. Rav Ashi is the other Teretz. Is it possible to say that the Iker regular boy Prisha? Sukkis, the Iker regular Sukkis telling us doesn't need Prisha. That you can't learn out needs Prisha. Because that was a swear before that you need Prisha for 1 day and not Prisha for 7 days. So treat to the Iker regular Sukkis, the Kohen that does the Avodah, brings the Kabbonis and Sukkis, does not have to have a Prisha that meets for 7 days beforehand. And Tofu the day boy Prisha. But the Tofu, like the last day of Sukkis, Shemini Atzeres, that day that's only a tofel, it should have mitzvah prisha. That's not a svara. His mother, the ikka yom to sukkah, doesn't have the mitzvah prisha. To svara, the last day can't have the mitzvah prisha. The afilu lo man di yoma shemini regel b'fnei atzma who afilu the man di yoma in sukkah that learns that shemini atzeres is called its own yomtiv. So if it's called a Tsom Yom Tov, then you don't have this kasha. It's not the pshat, it's a tuffle, it's a small thing that gave to sukkis, it's a Yom Tov by itself. So if it's a Yom Tov by itself, maybe you should have a mitzvah prisham. So the Gemara, no. The one that said that the Shemini Atzeres is called the Yom Tov by itself, Hani Mili, what is it called the Yom Tov by itself? Linyin, Pazar, and Kishav. We'll soon see what that means. Avolinyin Tashlumin. But Nagay, if you did not bring the korban on sukkis, and you want to bring a Tashlumim in order to bring the korban for sukkis, Tashlumim the Rishanu is a Tashlumim of sukkis. No, if you did not bring the korban on sukkis, you have a right to bring your korban even on Shemini Atzeres. So you see, clearly, Shemini Atzeres has to do with the Yemei Sukkis. So if was no swear to say that the Iki Yom Tov of Sukkis doesn't need Mitzvah's Prisham, because those are 7 days, and 7 days can need Prisham. So if the Iki Yom Tov doesn't need Prisham, who are then Shemini Atzeres the last day also can't need a Prisham. So Drash Linyan Pazak Hashab, that means Pius Liatzmoy. Pius says the girl used to choose which current does the Avoida, and had his own girl to choose who would do the Avoida for Shemini Atzeres. Shein Pius Bepor Yachag Eitla Mishmoris, Kol Mishmoris Shoenis M'Lashonim, Abba Parshal Shemini Betchilas Mephaisen Olav. On the Parshal Shemini Atzeres, they had a Pius, they had a girl who would do it. Zeman La'atzma Levorach Shechiyonu. On Shemini Atzeres, we make a special Shechiyonu. So you see, it's called a regal by itself. The Reish stands for regal Yatzmai. Shein Shein Chag Asukas Olav. We say Shemini Atzeres Azeh. We don't say Chag Asukas. Kuf stands for Korban Liatzmai. Shein Korbanai Shav L'chol Shar Yemoy Sachag. Shakulim Porim Arubim V'yelim Shnayim. V'yu Dalet Tvosim. The carbon on Shemini Atzeres, parechot, a different type of a carbon, parechot, ayelechot, v'shiva kvosim. So you see, Shemini Atzeres is called the yontov by itself. Vayit Shin stands for the shir liatzmoi, shein shiru eshov lechol shashirus. There was a different shir you sang on Shemini Atzeres from Yemei Chag. It's called shir Yemei Chag midabim ein gezel matnasaniyim. First in shechel v'kol amoyed mefor shesechel sukim. All right, makol pon Shemini Atzeres had its own shir, and last base stands for brochel liatzmoi. Means bracha shei mevorchim betfilas chai hamelak nefores b'tesefton the sukkah shein b'yom hashmini shalach hasam mevorchim es hamelak. So they had a special bracha for Shemini Atzeres. So who you see for 7 things here, Shemini Atzeres is different. But we're saying the 6 things is different. We're saying that's only but a kopon for tashlumim. Shemini Atzeres is a tashlumim for sukkis. Tashlum the rishonu al matofel didayu. Still you see Shemini Atzeres is only a tofel to sukkis. So that's the svarim. That if the Ika Yom Tov of Sukkis does not need the Mitzvah's Prisha, because that's 7 days, and 7 days you can only have from one day, so it's a svar, the last day Shemini Atzeres also does not need the Mitzvah's Prisha. So if what's more mistaken to say, that the word Lechaper goes back to Avodas Yom Kippur, which is only 1 day, and 7 days before that, which is Choyl, that's the Mitzvah's Prisha, 7 days before the Kohen Gadol does the Avodah, he has to go away from his wife and come into the Beis HaMikdash. Now the Ritva speaks out here, even though this Inyan of Tashlumim, that was saying Shemini Atzeres is considered a Tashlumim the Rishon, that's only talking about a Korban Yochid. The Korban Achoy that the Yochid has to bring on Erlis Riyah. He has to bring on Yom Tov, and then you have to bring it, Metchili should bring it the first day Yom Tov. If you don't bring it the first day Yom Tov, you can bring it any day of Yom Tov. And on Shemini Atzeres also you could bring it, if you didn't bring during Sukkis, you could bring it on Shemini Atzeres. So even though our Sugi is talking about the Korban Tzibur, we're talking about, but still, you see in the gate of Korban Yochid that Shemini Atzeres is called the Tashlumim for Sukkis. So that's a swear to say that Shemini Atzeres is only a tofel to the Iker Yom Tov of Sukkis. And that's the Gemara swear. It's not mistaken to say that the main Yom Tov Sukkis does not need Prisha, and only the last day the tofel of Shemini Atzeres does need it. Therefore, it's mistaken, it only goes on Yom Kippur. That's when it says the Chaper here means only Yom Kippur. It's not like we wanted to say it should go on the Yom Tovim also. Now the Mefarshim speak out, they have a minute to say that let's learn out from the word Lechaper goes on Regolim, it does not only mean the regular and not Yom Kippur. Like for sure, and the half a minute was, we understood Yom Kippur should also need the Mitzvah's Prisha. But the Kashas of the Gemara was, maybe Regolim should also be included in this Mitzvah. Like even the Gemara Tois speaks out in Beis Amid Beis, the bottom Toisus, like Eimah Kapor the Karbonis. As even the Gemara before said, maybe the word kapori here, forgiveness, goes upon kabonis. The Torah also speaks out, pirish tishar kabonis namini boy prisha. The other meaning was is maybe any time you bring a korban, they should also need this mitzvah's prisha. Avolein the parish to kabonis dafka, to Yom Kippur nami prisha the kabonisu. But that's the chesfar all along now that Yom Kippur should also need mitzvah's prisha. The Gemara's kasha was maybe all korban is needed.
So the Gemara says, no, it has to be something that happens only once a year. Then the Gemara said, maybe it goes at Mitzvah Regolim, like we're saying from the Siach Gitzchok, that the Kasha was on Sukkis, and then the Gemara's Kasha was on Shemini Atzeres. But our core point of these Kashas was that these days, plus Avad Yom Kippur, the Avad Yom Kippur should also need Mitzvah's Prisha. So the Gemara comes out, they can't go on Sukkis, and they can't go on Shemini Atzeres. So now we're left that the word Lachaper only goes back on Avodah Yom Kippur. Like our Mishnah says, that the Kohen Gadol, before he does the Avodah, he has to be Purish 7 days before him and come into the Beis HaMikdash. And we spoke out from the Tosfos Rosh that this is only Lechetchila, it's only a mitzvah, but the Eved, if he did not go into the Beis HaMikdash, he did not lose his mitzvah, the Korban is still kosher. Alright, we'll stop here.